Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hello High Rollers is an adventure set in D&D Hell, so will almost certainly contain adult content. Enjoy.
Have you got a talent that you need to show the world? A secret skill that's just begging to be shared? Then you need to be part of Hell's Got Talent!
This is literally going to change everything.
Performances that will challenge art itself.
Let's hear it for Captain Pellew!
Farewell and adieu to you Spanish ladies. Farewell adieu to you ladies of Spain.
That was... wow!
Talent that will bend the very fabric of reality.
Old Papa Crumble, you're playing the spoons?
Unreal! That is it!
I'm doing it for my son.
The weird and wonderful.
I'm going to drink this and see what happens.
He's a goose.
This is everything. Hell's Got Talent.
Contest not open to angels or deities. Rules and restrictions do apply. Not everyone in Hell has talent.
Ha 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 ha! Talent.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hell or High Rollers!
Yeah!
Welcome back. My name is Dave Hearn. I am your GM. I'll be running the game and coming up with all kinds of crazy antics. So, let's meet our players.
Hi, my name's Ellie, and I play Ghoul, who is a teeny tiny little mushroom. And Ghoul has an ongoing list of his own made-up words that he one day hopes will replace the dictionary.
Wow. We have to hear the words.
Wait, have you got any?
I have some. Yeah, I have some. I've got three.
Three, okay.
No. Yeah. Ghoul has more than three, but these are the ones you're going to hear. So there's something called a smurdock. And a smurdock is, it's a stain that is faintly there even after you've washed something like 100 times.
So that's
very good. That is good. Yeah. Nice.
There's a dragus, which is the person who takes the longest to get ready and who everyone's waiting for to leave the house.
Nice.
And there's the word called impfinity, which is just unlimited imps.
Yeah, very good.
Wow. Okay.
Which should be in the normal dictionary as well, really.
It should be. Yeah. That's what he's gunning for.
He wants to replace the dictionary, but only with words that aren't currently in the dictionary.
No, yeah. He hasn't thought it through, but he's really, really hopeful that it's going to happen one day.
Hello, my name is Chris Leesk, and I play the character of Glubrick Bumbledung, who is a barbarian Goliath. And firstly, he's quite happy to be back. He only made a little appearance at the end of the last episode. And a little interesting thing about this guy is that he once found himself stuck in the same spot for 32 days because he came across a stop sign.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love how a lot of your facts have like really specific numbers.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
being
yeah.
lost somewhere for 17 yeah. weeks.
And it's always like when I'm thinking about it as well, that's what I spend most time doing. I was like, no, 14 days wouldn't be enough.
No,
58 would be loads.
I'm Fair imagining enough. It in like a completely barren desert and just this one pole and there's just space all around.
Yeah. Well, people were removing everything else. They went, we can use the stop sign. That's yeah. never going to affect anyone.
Hello, I'm Henry Shields, and I play Henley Whispers, a.k.a. Parry Hotter.
I've got nothing. Keep going.
You think you can parry hot? He can parry hotter. Human Ranger, Havoc Wreaker, noted after-dinner speaker.
Noted?
Yes,
wow.
Yes. He's a well-accomplished after-dinner speaker.
Oh, my God.
He'll be hired for any event.
Okay.
Does he make it? Is he quite bespoke for the people he's speaking for? Or is he has his thing?
Yeah, one speech.
Yeah, I think he has one speech that he adjusts the, adjusts the nouns in it.
Yeah.
Basically Boris Johnson's
yeah, yeah.
Shall we begin the next episode of Hell or High Rollers?
Yay!
So we last left our happy boys in Candyland, having just rescued Gluebrick. But before we go to the happy boys, we're just going to check in with Sweetface and Kelvis Mesley. And the camera pans across the vast desert of Marbulge. And the scrying orb that is our camera that's filming the whole event is kicking up sand and making a little groove in the sand as it whizzes along. As the camera approaches the car, it peeks in through the window and it sees a wild doppelganger in its true form, cackling at the wheel, speeding along in an effort to win the race. And the camera flies through the window and to the back of Richard the Fast to see a wise turtle alone in the back of the car, very confused and quite scared. Its glowing, wise eyes casting around, looking for its owner, its new friends. And even though there was some friction between Ghoul and the wise turtle, he reaches a little turtle stump into his shell, and he pulls out a little drawing of Ghoul, and a tear is shed on the page.
Aww.
He sees the bell, and he picks it up in his little mouth, and he just shakes his head and rings the bell, and dips his head in sorrow, whilst the cackling maniac in the driving seat floors it and guns it towards the end of the race.
And like maybe somewhere across the desert, Ghoul cocks his head and thinks he hears a bell on the wind, and then whispers, "Kelvis."
Oh, Ghoul, will you focus?
Sorry, I just. What are we going to do? The car's gone, Kelvis is gone, Eric's gone. It's terrible.
I knew we shouldn't have trusted that sodding doppelganger.
Sorry.
What was he like? Go on, tell me.
He was a bloody nightmare, to
he
be honest.
He was fun to be around there, right?
yeah, he was temporarily fun, but then he would just say awful, terrible things that we really couldn't get past.
Oh, I'm really sorry. Look, I really feel like this is my fault. I was...
Kubrick, it's not your fault. It's Ghoul's fault.
What?
What?
Well, you're the one that kept that sodding doppelganger around. I wanted to abandon him.
I just didn't want to kill any more people. Aren't you always trying to tell me don't kill people? As soon as I try and save someone's life, suddenly I'm the bad guy?
Yeah,
you wanted to save the life of him because you found it entertaining that he ripped people's faces off.
Oh. That was not what I found entertaining about him.
Oh.
I liked it when he taunted you with the face of your almost dead son, maybe dead.
Yeah, well, you know what, Ghoul? You have to take the responsibility for this. He stole our sodding car.
I do take responsibility, all right? I feel terrible. Kelvis is missing. I might never see him again.
So now we've got to rescue Kelvis, and we've got to rescue Eric, and we've got to rescue Captain Pellew, and we've got to rescue the car. This is fantastic. Well, at least we managed to rescue Gluebrick.
Thank you very much for that again. I really am sorry. And if I'm honest, I wasn't sure if you were even going to come.
Well, of course we were going to come, Gluebrick. We miss you so much. And Ghoul just picks up, maybe there's like a twig or something on the ground, and just like holds it out to Gluebrick. Handheld, Via twig.
Oh, that's so lovely. Yeah, I hold it.
Yeah.
Ghoul, I'm sorry I snapped at you, but we are losing this race.
We are.
We've got a long list of people we're supposed to rescue. I've written them down. We've got to work through these one by one.
Well, I vote we go for maybe Kelvis first.
I had him at the bottom of my list. He's a turtle. I like him a lot, but he's a pointless turtle.
Yeah, he's a bit...
He is a number one selling artist, I'll have you know. He's got 5 platinum albums.
Oh, wow, really?
But I take your point. Maybe Eric should be the first guy we go and rescue.
Eric is the first person on the list, and not just because he's a happy boy. Also, it really just seems to me that we don't function without the full group. Mm. I mean, Ghoul, as much as I enjoyed spending time with you, you, me, and the doppelganger were not effective as a team.
It wasn't my fault.
No, I'm not saying it was. Well, no, it was a bit your fault.
You did say it was my fault. You did say it was your fault.
Let's not bring that up again. I'm saying that maybe both of us made an error in trusting the doppelganger.
Yeah.
But now we have to undo that error, and we're not going to win this race unless the happy boys are all together.
Eric would have never trusted that goddamn baby devourer.
No, he wouldn't have.
So you know what we need to do? We need to get out of hell.
Oh, it's broken.
Yeah.
So on center.
Yeah. I rarely get them.
Oh, that was so good. We are useless piece of advice.
Okay, we need a plan. Eric's soul coin is somewhere with Commander Girl, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's on the dashboard, glistening.
Yeah, it is. Glubrick, you got a good look at that thing, right?
Oh, yeah, it's nice. Nice shiny.
Here's the plan.
Okay.
We make a copy of Eric's soul coin and we swap it for the real one. That's Hopefully we can do that without Commander Girl realizing, and then we've got Eric back.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Okay.
Is there anyone in Candyland that might be able to make us a coin, do you think?
Wait, there's got to be a candy maker in Candyland.
We'll make a chocolate coin.
We can make a chocolate coin. We just won't let them eat it.
I could do a spell on it.
Yeah,
what's
maybe.
The spell?
I can do spells. I'm useful.
I know, Ghoul,
useful.
You're useful.
You are, yeah,
all
yeah.
I was saying, Ghoul, is that when we are all together, we're greater than the sum of our parts.
No, I agree. Do you want some stick time too?
Yeah,
and he just puts out the other stick.
And Henley holds a stick.
You guys are in a sort of stick holding hands.
Yeah.
Just a little triangle.
This is lovely.
So as this conversation is happening, you just hear in the distance in Candyland, chocolate coins! Bespoke chocolate coins!
That's exactly what we're after. Okay, let's walk over to this gentleman.
Oh my God.
Who wants to take the lead?
I'll take the lead. Excuse me, Squire. We are looking to make a bespoke chocolate coin.
Well, then you've come to the right place.
We would like to make it of our friend Eric. Do you know him?
No, I know a lot of people. I know a guy named Eric.
Well, it's probably not the same one.
It's probably the same one. Do that, Eric.
All right.
And he like does a little stamp on a thing and he hands the coin to you. And it's just someone who looks nothing like Eric.
That's Eric Cantona. No,
Well, do we have a picture of Eric?
No, but...
Glubrick, what exactly did the coin look like?
So
what was Eric doing?
It was Eric reading the great works of a man named Shakespeare.
Wow, good memory you have there. Well done.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
Very welcome.
Ghoul takes a stick and kind of draws in the ground a little portrait of Eric. Kind of like this and points at it.
Roll me a sleight of hand check. See how good your drawing is.
10.
Yeah, it's not a great drawing.
No, Ghoul, that's Eric Cantona again.
No, whoops. Sorry.
I'll have a go.
Yeah.
20, not natural.
Oh,
yeah, it's a very good drawing. Very, very, very like him, yeah.
Okay,
Henley,
okay, great.
You are very talented.
Thank you. I majored in drawing in sand with sticks. Could we get this on a chocolate soul coin? Exactly the dimensions of a regular soul coin like this one. And I show him the one of Greg.
Oh.
Without the hole.
Yes, no hole in there.
You sure you don't want the hole? I can put a hole in it.
We don't want the hole.
You can fill it with caramel.
Why did you put a hole in that coin?
I just so that it would go on a necklace.
Is that a real soul coin?
Yes.
You know you've drilled out part of a soul.
Oh, gosh. Maybe not now.
Is that person still alive?
Honestly, it was
just... It could be anything. You could have taken the part of him that feels guilt or shame.
Oh, my God, I'd make him a psychopath.
Exactly.
You don't know that. Maybe it took away the part of him that shit at archery.
That's a good point.
coin is in the soul. Okay, great. And so he gets to work making the soul coin.
Do we have anything to pay him with?
Yeah, I was going to say, we need some kind of payment.
Oh, well, is he going to
Well, how about these? I pull out of my pack a magical pair of pants. These are the pants of perception. If you put these on, no one will know who you are. It's a real nightmare, but could be really useful if, for example, you're trying to escape the police.
let me see them at work. You gotta prove it to me first.
Okay, I'll pull them on.
Where did Henley go? Where did Henley go?
See how my friends are freaking out?
What
look
have
at
you
that.
Done to my friend?
Glubrick, what did you do?
He said he put some pants on.
And I start drawing a picture of Henley in the floor, but it's just Eric Cantona. I'm like, oh, God, Eric.
I check the pants of perception.
Oh, there you are, sir. Now, what did you have for me?
You see that the pants of perception.
And he takes them. You know, I've been trying to get out of going to a lot of chocolate coin dinner parties recently, and this would be perfect.
Kind of, yeah.
And, he gets his little chocolate stamp, and you see the way that he makes the coin is he just vomits a load of stuff into the stamp, and then he stamps the coin.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. Oh, he vomits chocolate.
Yeah, he vomits like a chocolate coin.
What is this guy?
What does he look like? Yeah.
Chocolate monster.
Does he just look like a chocolate?
He looks like an unwrapped Hershey's bar. Just like a cube with little legs and a little face. And yeah, he works on the coin and he accepts the pants of perception.
Right.
And he makes you a soul coin exactly like the one you drew in the sand. And it is, to your eye, Glubrick, the very likeness of Eric. And he's even detailed it enough that it says the complete works of Shakespeare on the little book.
Well, this
and
is
it's
perfect.
Got Eric's general air of pomposity about it. Mm. It's a really, it's quite an impressive coin.
Okay, great. So we've got a coin. We've got a plan. All we need to do is somehow get across a desert.
Got a long old walk, guys. A long old walk to get there. We're probably going to lose.
Well, there's got to be another way.
Can I just do an investigation check, see if there's a car anywhere?
yeah, roll me an investigation check.
16.
Yeah, you see there's a little, like, electric golf buggy. But it says Candy Police on the side, and there's a jelly baby sat in it. With a little police hat and sheriff's badge.
Oh, this is not going to feel good.
Yeah, but, you know, fuck the police.
Okay, I think we know what we're doing, right?
We got to hijack it.
Well, we have to. Look, but let's just this once. Try not to kill the innocent jelly baby, right?
Uh-huh. I think let's all just casually walk up and ask if we can borrow his car. Okay. Right?
Okay.
Great, okay, yeah. I walk up. Hello. Hello, kind sir.
Hello.
Just out of curiosity, before I say what I'm going to say next, how often is there, like, are you having to police in Candyland?
Oh, no, most people are, you know, pretty well behaved here, and everything's just having a really nice time.
Oh, I didn't get any of that. Okay. Oh, my God. Did you hear that? Gunshots in the West Wing.
In
the West Wing? In the West Wing of the park. Yeah, gunshots.
Roll me a deception check with disadvantage.
What is that?
That's the West Wing. It's not the White House.
There's a...
14, actually, it's not that good. 14.
14. Jelly Baby just kind of laughs and is just like, oh, are you a little prankster?
Yeah, I am. Can we borrow your car?
No, but you want me to drive you around Candyland?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, hop in.
Okay, yeah, let's all just hop in. I hop in the seat next to the jelly baby.
I hop in the seat behind him.
Yeah, if there's another seat going, Ghoul's there.
And the jelly baby just kind of drives you around, and it's just like, on the left here, you got the main cloud castle, and on the right, you got the Ferris wheel. Ooh, you smell that? That's popcorn.
Ooh, wow. Officer, I'm really sorry about this.
Yes.
I push him out of the car.
Okay, roll me an athletics check. They're going to roll a pose.
It's going to be hard. You're going to go through him.
17.
7.
Wow.
That makes sense. She's a jelly baby.
You successfully just shove the jelly baby out of the little buggy. She's like, oh, no. Deception!
Oh, no. I feel bad immediately, but I just shift into the seat and hit the gas.
It was already going at top speed.
How fast is top speed
like
of this?
Just above walking pace.
Oh, God. Useless endeavor.
And I head out to the desert.
Oh, my God.
It's a golf buggy, and the jelly baby is just like, robbery, thief, grand theft auto! and like rings a little bell. Loads of like Sour Patch Kids come out and like licorice all sorts.
Ghoul, stall them.
I'm gonna do poison spray.
Kill them.
I'm sitting at the back and I just extend a hand toward a creature you can see within range, and a puff of noxious gas will radiate from me, and it's constitution saving throw, or they take 1d12 poison damage.
And so that's a DC of 16, right?
Yeah.
That is a 15.
Whoa, nice.
Nailed it.
So they all cough and splutter and choke on the poison gas, and they're just like... And they all just start shaking violently and they just drop to the floor.
Oh, it doesn't feel good. Anyway.
Let's just keep going and hope this bad boy's been charged overnight. Yeah.
And you guys just slowly roll out of town.
The happy
scrying orb spins around and this whole thing's been televised.
We did it, guys. The happy boys are on the road again.
Road trip!
Great. So... I steer us towards the giant mountain of the petrified
The Countess.
The Countess.
Yeah, great.
I head us in that direction and we hit the road.
So you sort of, as you're trundling along in the sand, you see the mountain ahead and the finish line ahead. And several hours pass. You can still see Candyland.
Okay. Ghoul, hop up on the roof and see if you can spy anything out there in the desert.
Yeah. Ghoul goes up on the roof and kind of waves and tries to... Can I roll like an investigation to see if I can see any of the scrying orbs?
Yeah, sure.
13.
13. Yeah, you can see them fly. You can see some flying around in the distance.
Okay, Ghoul just starts waving at one of them. Excuse me!
Yeah, it whizzes over to you.
I'd like to ask for... some assistance, please. Roadside assistance.
Some roadside assistance. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're kind of wanting like the kind of hell version of AA or something.
Like, yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So a little light flashes on it and it sort of pings off a kind of signal, and a big truck with orange flashing lights catches up to you and pulls up sort of alongside you. Are you guys still driving?
We're still driving. We'll park if they're coming. Yeah.
Okay.
Because we've got to pretend there's something wrong with the car, right?
Yeah. That's broken down.
Okay.
So you've parked up, and it's a little goblin in high vis, and she's just like, "Yeah, you got a problem with your car, have you?"
And as this happens, I quickly punch her. So if they're standing on the other side of the car, with my weapon, I just punch both the wheels. So it does look like there was actually something wrong.
All right, and then she walks around the car and she has a look at the wheels and she's like, and somebody punched your wheels.
Something punctured the wheels.
Do you mind if we change one of the wheels? Maybe, have you got a spare wheel in the back of the car there?
Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty niche vehicle. Is this Candyland Police, it says on the side?
Yes, I served in the force for 6 years.
Roll me a deception check.
15.
Dude, she's buying that, and she sort of he's like, "Wow, valiant service,
You're welcome."
Ah. While this conversation's happening, I'm going to creep round and try and get in the car.
Great, roll me a stealth check.
Flip. 8.
I'm going to roll an opposing perception check. It's an 11, unfortunately.
Damn it. Okay.
So she spots you like crouching and sneaking towards the car, and she's like,
expensive tools in there.
Blindness! And I just jump in and say, come on guys, let's go!
Yeah, pile in the car.
Blindness is a constitution saving throw.
Yeah, it's only lasts a minute as well.
She gets a 3.
Oh.
So she's just like, grabs her eyes, drops to the ground.
We run and jump in her car and we go, sorry about this, we're really nice guys.
And Ghoul just goes to like gun it and then realizes that he cannot reach the pedal.
Yep.
So gets his stick from earlier and
pushes it
down.
Yeah, and it's an automatic, so there's no clutch work.
Great.
Ghoul guns it with the stick. Can Ghoul see over the steering wheel?
No.
So Ghoul is just driving, ironically blind.
Yeah.
So you guys are all in there. You've stolen the Hell AA car, which is called HH.
Nice.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, we're upgrading. What kind of car is this?
It's like a kind of like a van, a van, like an AA van. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Can I do a roadside assistance van? Investigation check in the back. See what kind of tools they have.
Like, yeah,
see if there's anything cool in there.
Yeah.
It's 12.
That's a 12. Yeah, you notice a lot of tools, but you don't know what any of them are.
Mm.
You're just like, you reckon, you're just like, these are tools.
Well, if you don't know, just take them all.
Yeah, I mean, you've got them all. You're in the car.
Yeah, with them. Well, yeah, no, I'm just letting everyone know I've taken them.
Nice. So you're in, right. You're in your faster car now.
Yeah.
I have just noticed something on my character sheet that I put in there when we started this over a year ago and have not used since.
Right.
Oh. I am a ranger. I am a natural explorer. And one of my two favored terrains is desert.
Nice. Okay.
Specifically, right. I am particularly familiar with desert, and I am adept at traveling and surviving in such regions.
Oh my god!
Great. That's ironic because you haven't shown that so far.
Yes. Not at all. And according to this, while we're in a desert, my group can't become lost except by magical means.
Wow.
I remain alert to danger. I find twice as much food while foraging, and while tracking creatures, I learn the exact number sizes and how long ago they passed through the area.
Nice. Oh, that's okay. Great. You want to forage? What do you want
real
to do
D&D.
With your newfound ability?
Yeah, I mean, what do we want to do?
Just keep going
Go
straight.
Go back of the last two episodes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of the choices
Henley,
we made.
Henley's sat in the passenger seat next to Gorn and he goes, oh, a desert. Oh, it's a desert. I know these really well. I'm sorry. Okay. Easy. My proficiency bonus is doubled when I make an intelligence or wisdom check related to the environment.
Nice.
So
okay.
I'm going to try and make some sort of check to see, well, what are we looking for?
We're
need
looking
to
for
get
more
ahead.
Vehicles.
Yeah. Okay. So first off, can I look around for tracks in the sand and see if I can see any that would be a bigger, faster vehicle nearby?
Yeah. So you're looking for tracks for like other races.
I'm looking for
stuff
recent
like that.
Tracks.
Recent tracks. Yeah. Roll a survival check.
Okay. So I get to double my proficiency bonus because this is a wisdom check. Related to the terrain. My proficiency bonus is 3, so it's doubled to 6, plus my survival is 2, so I get plus 8 to this roll.
Nice.
And I roll an 18, so it's 26.
Yeah, whoa! you see some tracks. You see two types of tracks, actually. Mm. You see tracks from what could be a huge monster truck, and also Richard the Fast.
Ooh.
What?
Wow, okay. Well, we're never going to catch up with
Not
them
unless
here.
We can find a shortcut through the desert. With my intelligence check.
Oh, great. Okay, do that.
Can I investigate the desert?
You can investigate the desert. Go on, really,
do
we're really
checks.
Rolling with this.
It worked. That's
25. Wow. Okay, yeah. So as you're looking through the tracks in the desert, you notice in a different direction to the tracks, almost covered by the sand, almost, but your keen desert eyes have spotted these, and it is a set of train tracks.
Train tracks
running through the desert. Yeah,
train tracks in the desert.
Train.
Guys, look,
crazy.
There's a railway over here.
Just to confirm, the tracks, the car tracks and the railway tracks are not going in the same direction.
Oh shoot!
So you will be taking a gamble. You can either follow the tracks to your car, or you can follow these mysterious railway tracks.
Oh my god, mysterious railway.
Much as I love this van, I don't think it's going to catch up.
It's not going to catch up.
No, we've got to roll the dice here.
Yeah, okay, we go towards the railway.
We go at least and check it out, right?
Yeah.
Ghoul, take us that way, and you can't see over the steering wheel, so I point.
All right. Ghoul does it, yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
What do you think of that, necromancer?
Quite a lot of carnage you seem to be creating.
Yeah, that's right. Carnage. That's a good word.
I suppose that gives you some sort of satisfaction, does it?
Satisfaction? Oh, yeah. And you know what else is going to give me a lot of satisfaction? Taking down the Happy Boys. You guys have been ruining hell since day one.
What do you mean, ruining hell?
What do I mean? Going through the lairs, smashing the place up like spoiled little brats? You know my pops ain't so happy with you.
Your pops?
Yeah. Asmodeus.
And you are concerned about what your father thinks of you?
What? No, I don't care. I don't care about that at all.
Difficult relationships with fathers, something that I myself can relate to. My father was Lord Sanguinius, Lord of the Rodney Marshes. He was feared by many, and he ruled with a rod of iron.
How was it having that kind of guy as a dad?
It was difficult. It was challenging. It was lonely.
Well, I don't really have any friends down here, and I'm surrounded by lemurs, and they're all kind of dumb.
If you've just tuned in, we're with the daughter of Asmodeus.
Who are you talking to?
Force of habit. Do go on.
I want to be a racing driver, and it was kind of my dad's idea to, you know, take over the lair. I find it kind of tough. What? Oh, shut up, necromancer!
Why?
Because I'm gonna win this race. My dad is gonna be so proud of me, and I'm going to kill the Happy Boys.
I thought my father would be proud of me one day, too. Then he put me in a box and covered me in metal strings and made me into a human harpsichord.
Just shut up. Just shut up. Just stay out of my head. I'm gonna take you guys down, and I'm gonna bring you to him with your heads on a damn spike.
You're kind of driving now parallel to the finish line, right? So it's kind of an odd feeling because you're not heading towards the finish line.
Oh, so yeah. You can see the mountain off left.
Yeah, see the mountain off to your left, and you're kind of driving along. And after, let's say, a few minutes of driving through, and your keen eyes spot a train station with a stopped train.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a train.
But
cool.
It's going the wrong way, right?
Going parallel. It's going parallel. Yeah.
But it might go in a tunnel or something or around a corner.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we're going to try it.
Okay, is there a conductor?
Are you pulling up to the makeshift train station?
Yeah.
So imagine it's a kind of almost like a shed in the middle of the desert with this huge jet black train. It's almost like the train absorbs the light of the desert. And there is a figure stood on the platform in a little conductor's hat, sure, a little whistle around his neck. And the figure is quite a gnarled looking, if you imagine like a skeleton, but with black flesh hanging off of it.
Ooh.
It doesn't have eyes. It just has these like empty eye sockets. The flesh is hanging off it, and it's like it once had a uniform on, and that's hanging off it almost like it's been burnt away or like destroyed in some way. And this thing is just stood on the platform.
All right. Excuse me.
Oh, God.
Where does this train go?
You're racing.
Not currently. We're losing.
Ah, you've come to the right place.
What?
Oh.
Who are you?
I am the conductor.
I told you I knew his name.
Is a shortcut.
Oh, nice.
A shortcut, that's exactly what we need.
Only keen-eyed people with a proficiency in the desert ever find this place.
Yeah.
Handy.
How much for a ticket?
Free travel.
Oh, okay, excellent. Great. Well, let's just go, I guess.
Hop aboard.
Okay,
all
we
right.
will do. By the way, would you like an AA truck? Because this one's going spare.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay.
By what means did you acquire this truck?
Blinding somebody.
I can smell the deception on you.
Oh,
and he goes up to the truck, and like a snake, his jaw dislocates and he consumes the truck.
Whoa!
And he's just like, oh.
Oh my gosh.
Delicious.
Wow, I hope we didn't need that later.
That Yes!
And the doors to the train just... and they open.
Okay.
And inside the train, it's completely bare. There's no, like, furniture or anything. It's not a nice train.
Oh,
guys,
okay.
This feels pretty weird.
Well, we don't have a truck now, so we kind of got no choice, right?
Yeah, it's a shortcut. We've got to do this. We've got to try.
We got to try.
The only way of getting... Remember Kelvis?
Yeah, I do.
Remember Adam? Remember Eric?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Ghoul, we've got to start working through this list of people to rescue.
I know. I'm just saying it's freaky.
I know, yeah, but it is freaky. But the three of us have to stick together, and I really mean that literally. We can't lose any more people because I don't want to have to keep rescuing these fucking things.
Maybe we should tie ourselves to each other with some kind of rope.
That's not a bad idea, to be honest. People keep getting nabbed.
You know what? That's one of the best ideas I've heard all day.
Wow, thanks.
Here, I take some of my rope and I take some of my, 100 meters.
I love how in every episode we just have an unlimited amount of rope.
Rope. Yeah.
D&D character has an unlimited amount of rope.
And I just tie us together.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
like kindergartners on a school trip.
Yeah, very good.
Okay,
who's leading?
Well, are we in like a triangle, or is it a long?
Oh no, we should be in a line.
Should be a triangle.
It becomes like a team building exercise for a corporation.
Who wants to go at the front?
Henley.
Okay, yeah, I know the desert well. I'm at the front.
So I'll go at the end, so you can just, like, if we're taut, you can just hang in the middle. Yeah. Just be, like, flying.
Yeah!
Mushroom on a
flying
rope.
Mushroom! Nice.
Nice. So you guys climb aboard this weird, spooky train, and the conductor gets on and hands you your tickets. Just little kind of paper tickets.
Ticket for you, and ticket for you, and ticket for you.
And you look down at the tickets, and your tickets read Betrayal Way.
Betrayal Way. That doesn't sound good, does it?
And the doors slam shut.
Have we just been betrayed?
I also instantly step slightly away from Ghoul.
Because there is a bit of history
of member being betrayed by Ghoul, so I kind of step away and I'm a bit nervous.
And then you realise we're tied ourselves together, so you
aren't. Oh, God, yeah.
she just pulls
towards me.
As you talk about your betrayal of Ghoul betraying you, you hear the train engine rumble to life.
Oh.
Well, there's no going back now.
I think it's powered by betrayal.
What?
Maybe. Oh. Or some. Well, it just came to life when we talked about betraying someone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were those instances connected or?
I couldn't possibly say.
Nah, I do something devious. If you give me a minute.
I take out the portrait of Henley and I go, Henley, what should I do here?
Oh, a stitch in time saves nine.
I should betray one of them, right?
Yeah, yeah. Betray your friends. Buck them over. Come on, Bluebrick. You and me together. We can do it.
I put him in my pocket.
Come on.
He's a bit tired.
Is the conductor still on the train with us?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, Mr. Conductor, is this true that we have to betray each other to power the train?
And a huge, toothless grin creeps across his face and he just slowly nods at you.
I'm not going to betray you.
That's tough. Okay, guys, this isn't going to be an easy one, but we have to do it. But it'll be okay as long as we stick together. And I say, Gloobrick, give me a hug. I give him a little cuddle because he's looking upset.
Oh, I lean in, give him a little cuddle.
And then I pickpocket him.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So roll me a sleight of hand check. And before you do that, Chris, what is Gloobrick's passive perception?
11.
So you got to beat an 11 on your sleight of hand check.
Okay. Natural 20.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to say you get to choose what you take from him. Anything you want.
Oh, what's he got?
He's got weapons, lots of rope. You could take the brick, the fourth wall brick.
Take the fourth wall brick. You could take my jack sword.
Do you want anything you're emotionally?
What about the Henley portrait? The Henley portrait.
Yeah, you know, I take the Henley portrait because I know it means a lot to him.
You're taking the Henley portrait. Great. Yeah. So you take it. So you've got it, but he doesn't know that you've got it.
I've taken it. That's a betrayal. That alone is quite a betrayal.
And the train slowly, not very fast, it clunks off the lines and starts moving.
What?
Ironically, it's slightly faster than walking pace.
I thought that was quite a good betrayal.
How did it just start moving?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe it's fueled by love and hugs and cuddles.
Yeah, cuddle me, Gloobrick. Cuddle me.
No, because then we'll die.
Yeah.
I have very low health. I do need some healing.
Yeah, me too.
I can heal you guys.
Oh, please.
Yeah, all right. Ice Knife! And I cast Ice Knife. Okay. It's a betrayal.
It is a good betrayal.
Targeting Henley, wow. And it's on a hit, the target takes 1d10 piercing damage. Sorry.
Great. So you're casting Ice Knife on Henley. So roll me a ranged attack roll.
Okay.
You know, if this misses, it's still a betrayal. So hopefully...
That's true, but I did get an 18.
Okay.
Sorry!
That hits.
And so your Ice Knife slams into Henley, and you take 1d10 damage.
4.
Ow, ow! So where did it get me?
In the heart.
The train picks up pace. Now, another thing, I don't know if you knew this, Ellie, but also the Ice Knife explodes upon impact.
Yeah.
Just blown my chest apart.
Yeah. Oh, no. I don't wanna...
And every creature, I'm going to say, that's including Glubrick, within a 5-foot radius, has to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, God.
Double betrayal.
Yeah.
Oh, a thing I've never, ever used because I've only just read it. I get advantage on dex against effects that you can see while not blinded or deafened.
Where does that come from?
I just have it. Like, I've just never noticed
it. Is that a thing because you're a Goliath or what?
Yeah, it must be. Yeah. So here's my sweet advantage.
Oh.
That was 18 and an 18. I've done very well here. So that is 21.
Glubrick, goddammit, let me betray you.
he will still take damage from the Ice Knife because you take half on a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Oh, damn it. How much is that?
It is 4d6.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's where the real damage comes in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm really...
Okay.
Shit.
You have really betrayed me. Roll it.
3, 6, 9, 11.
11 damage. Okay, great.
Oh, wow.
So you'll take half, Glubrick, which is 5. But you have a resistance to cold damage.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're a mountain Goliath.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You only take 2 damage.
Hey!
Not bad.
And Henley...
I need to roll my save.
Yep, your dex save.
I got a 10.
A 10, so you take the full 11 damage.
Oh my God, oh, wow. I'm sorry.
This is such a betrayal now.
As this epic area of effect betrayal takes place, the conductor is shaking with the power of the betrayal.
God.
And he is, he is getting fat off the betrayal.
Oh, he's becoming fatter.
Yeah, he's becoming
sort of,
his bones are getting denser and his flesh is regrowing. And he's just absolutely loving it. And the train tears along at breakneck speed.
So we don't need to betray anymore.
For now, yeah. You don't
okay,
need to
I'm clean.
Anymore.
You guys are not very nice.
That was horrible. I mean, this is a very good mechanic because it's absolutely fucking us over, but we've got to keep doing it.
Yeah.
I'm close to death.
What?
Really?
Well, actually, can I heal them for real now that we're on the move again?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to cast Healing Word twice. And the healing words today, let me consult my dictionary. The healing word today is Smodok.
Who's that to heal?
That's to heal Henley. And
thanks. How much do I heal for?
9.
Oh, thank you.
There you go. And your word is...
Yeah.
Wallump.
Oh.
Yeah. It means when you've... fall nicely.
That's not, while you're saying this, I was trying to be patient, but I'm like bleeding out. I'm like heavy breathing, like,
it's got like 3 hit points left.
It's when you fall and you end up more comfortable afterwards than you were before.
Oh, well, I hope that happens now. Please, please heal.
That's 6.
Great.
And as you cast Healing Word, you see the conductor get slightly thinner. And just says, kindness!
Oh, God.
The train doesn't stop, but it starts to slow down.
Okay. Damn it.
Seeing you both betray me and feeling very hurt by it, I'm like, I get the game. And I take out the coin we had made at Candyland and I eat it.
No!
Oh, my God.
He's like, you're betrayed! Wow, that is so tasty. Coin around.
You're eating the fake coin.
Yeah.
So you've got nothing to switch out.
He would do it. Don't shout at me. He would do it.
You're making it harder for yourself, man. I'm giving you a shortcut. I'm trying to help you, man.
It's a hell of a betrayal.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's a good one.
Yeah. And so with that, the train picks up. Like super interstellar speed.
Oh my God.
With the most ludicrous betrayal. And the conductor is absolutely, he's so happy. He's crying. He's never cried. Doesn't even have eyes. He's crying. He's just like, wow, that is such a great betrayal.
So I got to the conductor and I'm like, excuse me, sir. Mr. Conductor, how far are we?
How far from the finish line?
Well, Guys, where are we going? From where to where? Yeah, that's a good point. Like,
what's the destination? This is a shortcut, but I don't know. Is this a shortcut to the end of the race?
I assume it was to the end, yeah.
I thought it was just a shortcut.
No, we'll bring you out into the canyon.
Okay.
Oh, what's the canyon?
The canyon.
It's a canyon.
Okay. The canyon,
canyon
is that
made
just
out
like...
of onions.
Onion canyon?
Onion
Wait,
Canyon.
What?
No, I would not be drawn into this.
Yeah, I've heard of Onion Canyon.
I cannot be charmed.
Well, okay, so we're going to be dropped in a canyon and we again won't have a vehicle. But maybe if that's ahead of where the other races are, that will give us an opportunity to intercept them and get our fucking car back.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Get Eric, maybe.
Yeah, we can ambush them.
That sounds like an excellent betrayal.
Ooh.
How are we doing? Are we going fast enough to get ahead?
Pretty good, I'd say. It'll get you to the canyon pretty quickly, but maybe one more little betrayal.
Oh, okay. Henley steps away from the others.
Yeah.
And he takes out the portrait of Henley.
Oh, that he stole from Glubrick.
That he stole from Glubrick. Oh. And he looks at his own face and he tosses it out the window.
Oh, he's betraying himself.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God, that's deep.
Self-betrayal. Wow.
Glubrick hears this, runs over and leans out the train, seeing it's just through, and he's bawling his eyes out. He's like, no, Henley, what have you done? And I stand there and I slowly winch myself down half mast.
He's still a flag.
It's still a flag.
I push myself half mast and just somberly walk away.
Ghoul, the trumpet, if you would.
Yeah, and he plays a sad, sad tune.
And as we look out the window and we see the little portrait of Henley just lying on the sand as we speed away from it.
You don't even see the portrait of Henley lying on the sand. You chuck it out the window and the train jolts forward at like insane, almost light speed, insane speed. And the portrait is just whipped away by the wind and it is gone forever. It is on the floor somewhere. In the plain of Mabolsh.
Henley, I think that outfit makes you look weird. Did we need one more? It seemed like we were slowing down. We needed one more, right?
Auxiliary betrayal, yes! Superfluous betrayal!
And you fire along and the train dives into a huge tunnel. And out the window, with your desert knowledge, Henley, you see that the kind of corrugated stone nature of this tunnel, you know that you are inside the tunnel of a purple worm.
Oh, it's purple worm, guys.
These huge purple worms create tunnels. They live in the sand.
Yeah, when you know a lot about deserts, you actually know loads about purple worms.
Go on, tell us everything.
They live in the desert, and they actually live in the sand, and they make these tunnels in the sand because they're worms. That's everything there is to know about them.
What else is there actually?
You don't trust worms, do you? You're like...
I'm an earthworm doubter.
I know all about these purple worms, but I'm like... They know what they're doing. There's something going on with these tunnels.
It's all
a big scheme, guys. It's all a ruse. They want to get us down there so they can then snap us up. They lure you in with your railway.
They run the railway.
Oh, yeah.
Railway is a different thing.
They run the railway. They run the rail. Oh my God. They run the railway. I have weak cars. This is a nightmare. Move on from this.
So you emerge from the tunnel and the train brings you out into a huge, steep canyon. And you realize that the train is slowing down, not because of your lack of betrayal, but because it's coming to the end of the line.
Go, put that knife away. You do not need to betray me again.
I think it's slowing down, Henley. We've got to get going.
Stop it.
And the train judders to a halt outside another kind of ramshackle train station, and the conductor opens the door to the train.
It's been a pleasure riding with you.
it's been quite stressful, actually.
Yeah, it was a horrible experience for us.
Good.
Yeah, that's what I thought you'd say. We are in hell. Everyone we meet, it reminds me, they all seem lovely.
Yeah, we keep trusting people and just going in with these open hearts, and then of course.
Well, maybe that's why we don't belong in hell.
Yeah.
That's a good point. We don't belong
in
hell.
That's a nice thought. We trust people.
Yeah, you know what? We should get out of hell.
I love how psychologically blind the Happy Boys are. Just going, were you really trusting to the jelly baby people that you poisoned and stole their car?
To the AA
goblin just trying to do their job, blinded her and stole her car. Just like, you know what? We're really trusting people.
We're misunderstood.
Yeah. Misunderstood people.
We oscillate.
Yeah. So you are now out in this huge canyon. Henley, roll me another survival check, would you?
With my plus thing, that's 16.
16, very good. So as you get out of the train pulls away and it dives into another tunnel and is gone and it's out of sight. Henley, you notice in the distance...
An onion?
There's an onion on the floor.
Yeah, there it is. And,
that's all you see. No, in the distance, you see a cloud of sand as two motorcades of cars are approaching the mouth of this canyon at rapid speed. And you can see that one of them is Richard the Fast and one of them is the Demented One.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
And you've managed to get ahead. So, yeah, you guys are stood on the ground at the mouth of this huge, huge canyon with the rock wall towering over you, stood in the shadow of this canyon, and you got a few minutes before the Demented One and the Clay Devils and Sweet-Faced Baby Devourer arrive in Richard the Fast, but you can see that they are neck and neck, and they are hurtling towards
They're going to go into the canyon, and we've got a chance to do something to... We need to set up an ambush.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we can get back Eric and we can get back Kelvis.
This is our opportunity to do all of the things at once.
Yeah,
right?
And
we're going to try and get our car back, rescue Kelvis, get rid of the doppelganger, and get away without Commander Girl tearing our throats out.
All right, I have a way to stop them. And Ghoul just produces a stop sign. Remember that story you told us, Kubrick?
I'm not listening. I'm looking at the stop sign, very confused. I'd be like, why are you back here, sign?
You think it'll work?
I feel like they might ignore a stop sign. Yep. Then they're not Kubrick.
Yeah, that's true. Never mind.
With your permission, sign, I would like to make a suggestion.
Ghoul just talking to the sign.
Ghoul just does the voice of the sign. Yes.
Right, I've got the fourth wall brick.
Yeah,
we can
make
literally
a wall.
Drop that in the valley, that hoping you got that it doesn't just create like 1 inch worth of a lump.
So remind us what the rules are with that.
So the fourth wall brick was given to us by Mel many, many, many episodes
Thank
ago.
Thank you, Mel.
Yeah. Thanks.
And this unassuming looking brick, when dropped onto any hard surface, will instantly multiply and become a wall, right? Mm. You then have to do a series of checks, and the series of checks will determine the width, height, and depth of the wall. And then a final check will be what measurement the wall is. So the measurements could be millimeters, centimeters, meters, or kilometers. Mm-hmm. So you could make a tiny little Lego brick wall, or you could make a massive, like, Great Wall of China wall.
Oh, it's such a risk.
It is a risk. I mean, it's a total risk. And even if we do it, they then, if it makes a massive wall, they smash into it and we destroy both cars.
And we'd have to do it at the very last minute so they wouldn't be able to stop.
They're going
to
have a lot of armor. Look, if they can take missiles, they can take hitting a wall, surely.
That's true.
So I think we just let them both hit the wall, accept the damage, raid them both, hope that the wall is not like too tall, that it's 5 kilometers up into the sky. And, oh, God almighty.
It's a real gamble, that wall. I'm thinking of a kind of Wile E. Coyote idea. What I want to do is paint a fake tunnel on the wall.
Oh,
my gosh. Because Henley's a great artist.
Yeah. And we put the word shortcut above it, and we hope that they smash into it.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Great.
So that you're gonna try and spray paint on the canyon wall shortcut.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
and
is like a
make
backup.
It a tunnel. Okay, great. Yeah. And you're gonna drop the brick to block at the last minute to block the tunnel.
Yeah, because the brick might not work, right? Is that the idea?
Yeah. So we have that as a backup plan just in case we need it.
Great.
Yeah, so we've got the coyote plan number one. Yeah. Backup plan number two is the brick. And backup plan number three, my stop sign. Ghoul holds up a stop sign.
Okay, so where are you getting some paints from?
Can I say, when we were in the AA truck, that they might have had materials in there that I could have taken.
Oh,
no,
you did. You took tools.
I took tools.
You took everything.
Absolutely everything in my pocket.
Mm-hmm. Can we do a check to see if there was maybe some paint, some spray paint, whatever they would use to do road signs and stuff?
You took
okay,
a lot of
I'm just
going to
say you find some fucking spray paint so that this nonsense could happen. Okay. Okay, great. So you got some spray paint. So who's spray painting on the side of the canyon wall?
Henley, you are the artist.
I am, yes.
Okay, great. Roll me a sleight of hand check.
Natural one.
Okay. So first of all,
oh my god.
It was such a good plan.
It's gonna be so
first
shit.
of you're still going to draw a picture on there, but they're going to roll a perception check as they approach it. With advantage.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that it's going to be quite high for Commander Girl because she knows the route of the race. But yeah. While you're spray painting on the wall, roll me a d20 to determine which table you roll on.
Oh, man. Oh my god.
This keeps happening now.
What? Your dice
That's another
rigged.
Natural one. Literally another one. Two in a row.
Okay. So natural one will lead you to the very rare effects table.
Okay.
Now, do you have to roll again because you've got natural one?
No.
We'll set it separate. Okay,
this
great.
This guy will end up dead.
So, now roll me a d100.
70.
70. Okay.
Oh god. No.
So, because you're not targeting anything, I'm going to give you a choice here. Are you directing your random roll at something?
I think Henley's spray painting the wall and he's just gotten a bit overexcited and started accidentally inhaling all the spray paint fumes. And he's just gotten a bit lightheaded and wild magic started spraying out of him.
So I'm so reluctant to give you this power, but this is what you've rolled, okay? Yeah. So I'm going to say that you have... This is a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Okay. You now have the power to cast just once power word kill.
What is the power word kill?
You just look at someone and they're dead.
But power what word?
Power it's like, word what, kill is...
Okay, that's the part of it. You've got to find the word.
Yeah, you've got to roll wisdom checks to find the right word.
Oh my god, Gould has his dictionary. He can lend it to you.
So let me explain what power word kill does. Within 60 feet, one creature you can see within range, you utter a word of power that can compel one creature you see within range to die instantly. If the creature you choose has 100 hit points or fewer, it dies. Right. Otherwise, the spell has no effect.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, that's so powerful.
Yeah, it's a ninth level spell.
Yeah.
It's like one of the most powerful spells you can get.
You only get it once.
Oh my gosh, that really worked out so well.
That did work out well. I mean, I don't know who I can use it on. I assume Commander Girl's going to have more than 100.
Yeah, she'll have more.
I mean, you're absolutely going to use it on.
Squareface. What is his name?
Softface.
Softface.
Slim
Face.
Sweet face. Baby Devour. What's wrong?
Soft face, slim face,
square face.
Sorry.
I think he's got a load of doppelganger brothers.
Yeah, he does have. He is the man of many faces. So, or woman. Come on now.
That's true.
Yeah, I think the doppelganger is very genderless.
Yeah.
So let me declutter this fucking nuts picture. Okay, so listeners, this is what's happening. So Henley has gone over to the canyon wall to paint a cartoon image of a tunnel that says shortcut Wile E. Coyote style. That has failed. All right. He has drawn something on the wall that closely resembles a tunnel, but it's highly unlikely that anyone will fall through it.
I think he got high on the fumes, got confused, and wrote the word tunnel.
But in the process, Henley now has access to the spell power word kill.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Commander Girl and the Demented One are hurtling towards the mouth of the canyon where Glubrick stands ready to drop the fourth wall brick.
If they don't crash, yeah.
Yeah. If they don't fall for the word tunnel.
I've got a lot of faith in Henley.
And Ghoul is standing ready with the stop sign.
Yes.
Great. So here's what happens. Yeah. All right. Where are you guys going to place yourselves?
So I guess if Henley's like to the right of the canyon mouth, Glubrick's kind of in the mouth. And then I'm on the left hand side, just standing. Yeah.
So Glubrick is standing in the mouth, kind of like Spartan style.
Yeah.
Full view, waiting for them. Just like
Up against the wall, hoping they don't see me. But I'm sure he's not done very well.
No, I think in the heat of the race, they're not expecting just like people to be stood in. Okay, so as the cars hurtle towards the mouth of the canyon, I'm going to roll two perception checks for Sweetface, the Baby Devourer, and Commander Girl. They're going to roll these with advantage because the drawing is so bad, okay?
Ghoul's just thought that if Sweetface actually takes the bait, then it could kill Kelvis because he's going to smash into the wall.
Oh, that's true.
Oh.
He's a tortoise,
didn't
to be
think
fine.
Of that.
He's
oh,
got,
yeah,
he, got
yeah.
a shell.
He's probably like 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
Well, that does make him older.
Yeah, that makes him really frail.
That is worse. That's big.
He's just really old and frail. He's fine.
You know, my grandpa, you could throw him down 1,000 stairs, mate. He's always fine. He's lived a life.
He's old.
Okay, so here is what happens. as they approach the mouth of the cave, you see the engines are revving to the maximum capacity, and they're trying to be the first one to get through, because if you get through first, you have a massive advantage over your opponent. Mm. And you see that Sweetface manages to divert power at the last moment into speed, and he launches ahead of Commander Girl. Wow. He takes a gamble. Great. Commander Girl, keeping on her track, is also flying towards the mouth of the canyon. And at the last minute, because he rolled a 7, Sweetface turns and fires towards the terrible cartoon drawing.
You're a fucking idiot.
Even with advantage, he rolled a 7 and he slams straight into the wall. Destroying the car in a shower of metal and fire.
It destroyed Richard the Fast.
Richard the Fast is no more.
Shit.
That was the plan.
Oh,
that
my God.
Is what's happened.
Ghoul drops to his knees again and just screams, Calvis!
But while this all happens, Commander Girl does not fall for it. She rolled an 18 on her wisdom saving throw, and she is currently at full throttle heading straight for the mouth of the canyon.
I throw down the fourth wall brick.
Great.
In front of the car, hopefully let's create.
So you're trying to kind of block of some the mouth, sort. The entrance to the canyon.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, great. Let's do these rolls. Let's do Mel's rolls.
Oh, Mel. Thank you, Mel.
So we're going to determine the size of this wall, and then we're going to do the measurement, okay? So the first roll, give me one D100 and just give me that number.
D100, oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. 7.
Just 7. And another one?
33.
And one more?
19.
19. Okay, so we have the values for the wall.
They're all
now,
quite low.
I need you to roll me a D4 to know what the measurements are.
Oh, shit. Oh, this is the important one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is 3. Inches or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So your wall will be in meters.
Okay, that's good.
That's not bad. That's good, bad. Yeah.
Okay, so your wall, the width of your wall is 7 meters.
That is wide. No.
No,
well,
that's...
Yeah, that's like
yeah,
a
that's
good
that's
chunky...
Good. That's a good
block.
Wall.
It's a block.
Yeah, that's a block. Okay, not...
The height of your wall is 33 meters.
That's good.
That's tall.
And the depth of your wall is 19 meters.
It's so deep!
Oh my God, you made a giant, massive wall cube.
Now, I'm going to say it's only 7 meters wide, but I'm going to say that the canyon is wider than that, so it doesn't fully block the canyon, but it is bang in the middle of it. It's going to be almost impossible to avoid.
Okay, wow. So just like a big rectangle in front of us.
Huge wall fires up in the ground.
What's it made out of?
Just brick, just solid. Brick. It's just a solid brick wall. Well, I would say sort of the granite or sandstone, or a blend.
Yeah.
Commander Girl is going to do two things. She's going to try and avoid the wall, which is going to be almost impossible. So she's going to roll a car check, all right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say unless she gets a natural 20, she's not going to be able to do this, all right?
Probably really good at car,
though.
She does not manage to swerve around the wall at the last minute.
Oh!
The jaws of the demented one drop open and the engine roars as it starts to, chomp. She's going to attempt to bite through the wall.
Good
she's going
fucking luck, mate.
Yeah,
she's
19
confident.
Meters.
19 meters. And it starts to chomp through the start of the wall. And as she starts devouring rock and stone, eventually the car grounds to a halt. In the middle of the wall. It hasn't destroyed the demented one, but it has brought it to a complete stop. And there is smoke billowing out of it. She has put so much power into trying to get through this wall, but the car has now completely stopped. All the clay devils behind her, all of her minions, they all screech to a halt, waiting for orders. And you can hear the steam and heat coming off of this car. And you see in the cabin of the car, Commander Girl smashing the steering wheel. She is not happy.
Is there any chance she might get out of the cab?
She may very well get out of the cab.
Yeah.
Henley's going to sneak.
Okay, great. And she calls out the window to her clay devils to start to try and clear all of the rubble.
Come on, move, move, move!
So on one side, you have Richard the Fast smashed to pieces. You have a huge half-eaten brick wall in the center with loads of clay devils rapidly moving rubble and Commander Girl shouting orders. And you guys, they haven't seen you. They don't know you're there, but they know that somebody has done something.
Oh, yeah, we're hidden.
Okay, well, I'm going to stealth and try and get over to the monster truck.
Okay, great. Roll me a stealth check.
26.
Yeah, I'm going to say you managed to, clamber across
the because she's kind of buried in this thick wall, right? This kind of weird giant Lego cube, and you manage to climb up onto the truck, and she is distracted. She's calling out orders.
I'm hiding in the wheel arch. Like, on the top of the big wheel.
Yeah, nice, nice. Yeah, you're doing that. And what are Glubrick and Ghoul doing?
Okay, so Ghoul is also going to stealth, because it feels appropriate, over to the wreckage. And he's going to check to see if Kelvis or Sweetface are alive and where they are.
Okay, great. Roll me a stealth check.
Okay. 11.
11. Yeah. Some of the clay devils do spot you, and they start calling out.
Oh,
and Commander Girl just screeches.
Get him!
And she climbs out of the car and starts running towards Ghoul.
Oh, she does?
She is doing that,
Oh, shit.
What's Glubrick doing?
I'm going to run towards Ghoul, and as I'm running, whack myself and go into rage.
Yes.
I don't think I know what Henley's doing, but what I think I will do is I'm going to go into rage, I'm going to run over, I'm going to take out my axe, and I'm going to hold my turn.
So you're kind of defending Ghoul.
Yes, yeah, so I'm standing there looking at everyone being like, yeah, come at me, I dare you.
Commander Girl sees you and she pulls out her two drive chains and starts swinging them, and she's got the biggest smile on her face as she comes towards you. She is very calmly, T-1000 style, just walking towards you.
Oh,
wow.
This is gonna be fun.
Back at the wheel arch. Henley.
Henley flips up into the cab of the car through the window.
Yeah, nice, nice.
Slipping in like a snake.
Yeah.
And he looks for the Eric Soul coin on the dashboard.
Yeah, I'm going to say you can find it. Yeah.
Can I grab Captain Pellew's while I'm there?
Oh, yeah, I guess you can. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I pop Pellew in my pocket.
Nice.
Lovely. And I grab Eric Solcoin, and I look out the window, and I see Commander Girl attacking Glubrick, and I see Ghoul rummaging around in the wreckage, desperately looking for his pet tortoise. And I think, oh, fuck, we're in trouble. And I jump up out of the window and climb onto the roof of the monster truck.
Okay.
And I look at the devastation and the danger around us, and I know this is a job that only all four happy boys can face.
Right.
And I throw Eric's soul coin down on the floor next to me. What happens?
As you throw the soul coin down, it shatters into dozens and dozens of pieces, and all of those pieces separate, and they're all joined by this ethereal energy, and they all slam back together, and in a bright flash of light appears Eric Sanguidius.
I leave you alone for 5 minutes.
Thank you for listening to Hell or High Rollers. Today's players were Chris Leask, Ellie Morris, and myself, Henry Shields. The GM was Dave Hearn, with additional material from Adam Megiddo and April Hughes. The music you're listening to right now is by Max Runham, and the show's producer is Gareth Tempest.
When you get through 9 layers of hell, you'll have a hell of a story to tell. You're heading back to life, back to the grind, but it ain't that like you knew so well. Keep telling myself to stay strong. Where I belong.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping
and 365-day returns.